This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Lies, Love and Hitler is a play about a 39-year-old professor who finds himself in a personal moral dilemma after he falls for one of his students. But it's also the story of Nazi resistor and theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who was part of a conspiracy to assassinate Hitler. Love, Lies and Hitler was written by Elizabeth Avery Scott, and she joins me on the phone now to have a chat about it. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Katrina. How are you?
Yeah, good. Congratulations on a great show. Really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, the main character in your play, Professor Langley, he has this long-standing admiration for and really fascination with Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Does that reflect your own interest in the man, Elizabeth?
Well, I guess, yes, it does. I heard about Dietrich Bonhoeffer many years ago now. In a church context, I heard a quote from him, and that really made me think. And being a journalist at the time, I started to sniff out this Dietrich Bonhoeffer and did a bit of reading and followed up from there and found him to be a very fascinating man.
Yeah, okay. What makes Bonhoeffer, you know, a relevant sort of hero for our time, do you think?
Well, it's probably a couple of things. One is that, I guess, in the time that he lived, in the Second World War, it was a very dark time. There were many huge moral struggles and dilemmas that occurred. And he, as a clergyman or theologian in that context, was kind of different. You know, he ended up being a double agent and working to bring down Hitler. And so I suppose there's this kind of adventurous story that revolves around him as a character in history. Another thing which I think is particularly interesting and makes him relevant for today is that he left behind many writings, not just letters and papers from when he was in prison, letters to his fiancée, but also many other writings, some philosophical and theological writings, which continue to have an impact on people around the world today.
Yeah, people are probably familiar with him as a theologian and with some of his works. I guess what was interesting for me was seeing the more romantic side of Bonhoeffer, which came through in some of the letters. What I found interesting is the way that the play sort of juxtaposes what seems like a more minor moral dilemma, I suppose, a professor who finds himself in a complicated romantic relationship with a student, against Bonhoeffer's sort of very noble stand against the Nazi regime. What was the idea behind that?
Yeah, I guess what I wanted to do was to provoke some questions. I wanted to ask the question, well, you know, if I were in that situation that Bonhoeffer was in, what kind of action would I take and what would be my point of origin for starting that thinking process to work out where I would end up? And then also to go, well, in our modern setting, particularly in Australia, less so in other parts of the world which are more troubled, but particularly in Australia, we're very focused on our individual and personal problems and mm-hmm. they kind of become our whole world in a sense, whereas in other parts of the world people are kind of suffering and living under more difficult situations. So I guess I wanted to juxtapose those two things and really provoke some questions about how we make decisions and also look at whether can we really compare our little tiny problems to some of the really bigger problems that are in the world, or is that really not on? Can we ever compare anything that we do personally to the great massive issues around the Holocaust and other things which other people are facing in our contemporary setting? So I guess that was some of the questions I wanted to provoke, and I hope people come away from the play thinking along those lines anyway.
Yeah, it was certainly interesting even just to see characters agonising over something from a moral perspective, because it's not something that you see in much, you know, modern TV or film.
Yes, I guess that's probably right. And I think, you know, people who come from a framework of Christian belief or even other sets of beliefs possibly struggle a little bit more as they try and work out, you know, where they stand on things, because they're trying to work out where they fit in and whether those ideas actually work in a practical setting. But yes, I think some of the most interesting drama and the most interesting theatre and the most interesting films do come out of this position of looking at ethical dilemmas.
And it certainly comes from a place of anguish, I suppose, which makes for drama. And what do you hope that audiences are going to take away from this play, Elizabeth?
Yeah, Yeah, well, I hope they have a few laughs. I hope they have a few interesting conversations. There's a lot of ideas in the play, but it's also a story, and I hope that they appreciate the story, or in fact the two stories that are running in parallel in the play. And I think we have a lot to learn from stories, and I hope that people enjoy the characters and how they find their way through that story as well.
Very interesting characters and some very touching moments in the play. So, yeah, thank you, Elizabeth, for taking time to have a chat about it today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, that's Lies, Love and Hitler writer Elizabeth Avery Scott. The play is on at the old Fitzroy Theatre in Woolloomooloo until May 3rd, and you can find it online at liesloveandhitler.com.